Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're in part 167 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is program 269, and if you'd like a copy of it, we have it both in CD and also tape. It's absolutely free of charge. We pay postage and handling as well. It isn't as though we don't have a lot of requests, because we have emails coming in here 24 hours a day by the hundreds, even the thousands. And so it's just that God gave me eternal life free of charge, and he broke into the world that I was living in by his Holy Spirit and proved to me that there was a God, which I didn't believe before, and he got me saved. And so there's a lot of people out in the world that cannot afford to pay for things anymore, because the actual fiber of the United States, the backbone of the United States, has been broken by the one world government and the one world cult church, and the media and most of the resources of the United States has been given to the Chinese, the Japanese, the Germans, the Mexico, all over the world, so that we have so many people out of work and on the streets. We once were the most powerful nation in the world and the richest nation in the world, but now we rank about 30 or 35, something like that, and they say we'll be down to 60 very soon. We're becoming and this is all coming from the Roman canon law. That's why I want to do I want to explain to you Roman canon law. We have a copy of it here. It's very easily accessible, and they've worded it in such a demonic way that people, the whole world, has been deceived to believe this Roman canon law. But we live and live eternally by the Bible, the law of God, not Roman canon law. And so that's what I'd like to explain to you today, and also read some scriptures. We have some music, and we've got some testimonials of how the literature that I write, that God has given me, is winning millions of souls all over the world. And right now, let's go up to the throne of the Lord and ask him to anoint this service with his Spirit. Lord, anoint me. Let everything be in the control of the Almighty God, in your control. Let not anything come out of my mouth other than your voice, Lord. You use my voice box, and you do the talking. Because I know if you do this talking, it's the Holy Spirit. Your word is spirit, and it is life. And there isn't anything in this world that can compare to your spirit. It's true that we are, the whole world is filled with humans. But you, by your word, stated that when the spirit comes into us, when we ask Jesus to live in us, that we are no longer carnal, we are spiritual. And this is the exact opposite of what Roman canon law says. It says we live in a community of a bunch of carnal people. Everything is just flesh. And so we have to get along together. So therefore we make, they're the ones that are saying no one is perfect. But if we walk in the Spirit, Chapter 8 of the book of Romans tells us that we are perfect. There's no condemnation to those that walk after the Spirit, according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And if people want to believe the words that come from Satan's seat, which is the city of the seven hills, Rome, well, then they're going to spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire, because hell, death in hell, is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Satan, his angels, and all those that follow them shall spend, and their doctrine, which is Roman canon law, will spend eternity in hell and the lake of fire. Now, Satan has been cast down to earth, and he's full of wrath because he knows that his time is short. That's why you see him operating in terrorists, in government agents, in judges, all sorts of government agencies. You name them. Marshals, FBI, BATF. They're the ones that killed the people at Waco, just murdered them. And Father, they are the ones that blew up the World Trade Center and before that, the federal building in Oklahoma City. And so people have to just keep their mind stayed upon you, Father. And if they prefer to believe the things of this world and to love the things of this world, there's no possible chance for them to be able to enter the kingdom of God. So Lord, anoint me. Anoint this entire service, the music, the testimonials, and the Bible reading, and whatever it is that you choose for me to have read from the Roman canon law. Lord, that souls may be saved, because I like to compare the Bible, or like Roman canon law, with your word. You're God. You're the one that created everything, Lord. And that you stated that we cannot be idle. We have to be busy about our Father's business. And our Father's business, the way I understand it from your word, Father, is that we get the gospel out to the entire world so that the world can hear the truth, not Roman canon law, which is a lie. And it puts people in slavery. That's why the pilgrim, our fathers, fled from Europe to come here to have freedom of religion. Now, we don't they don't believe in the U.S. Constitution. As a matter of fact, Father, they say, as you well know, that to Hades with the U.S. Constitution. And so the United States of America no longer has a constitution because we've joined the NATO at first, and now the United Nations. So we have to live under the charter of the UN, and that happens to be Roman canon law. And if people believe that and live according to that, well, then they're going to, as you say, Lord, there's no one. If anyone, you said this through the Apostle Paul, anyone receiving any other doctrine than that which was preached by the apostles, they are accursed. Let them be accursed. And then it repeats it again in the book of Galatians, first chapter. Anyone receiving any other doctrine other than that which we have preached, the apostle said, let them be accursed. And there isn't anything in Roman canon law that was preached by any of the apostles. It was chiefly Jesus, the prophets, none of them preached this thing. And now today, people are so used to the way that Satan has deceived them, Father, that they've gotten into their heads because the Roman canon law is taught in schools. It's taught in the judicial system, every branch of government. And as a matter of fact, people to have power, such as our presidents and kings all over the world, have knelt down before the Romans because they want power. They want a big name, a big position, money, and the life of luxury. But you have stated in your word, Father, Lord Jesus, that now that when we accept you as our personal Savior, now we are to live a crucified life and we're to follow you. Lord, you said, now that you're saved, now take up the, deny yourself. I mean, deny yourself deny Roman canon law. Deny the things of this world. Love not the world. Take up your cross and follow me, because it's a crucified life now, and we have to do that because Satan now can see the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on your soul, and you're an enemy of his now, And so he will do everything in his power to frighten you. But he's been trying to frighten me for 42 years, and I haven't bought it. And that's why I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, because Satan has made the world a wilderness. This world is a wilderness now. There isn't any peace in the world. Almost everything except the gospel is a lie. And those that receive a lie rather than the Lord Jesus Christ would have received Jesus with his Father by the Spirit in us if we want eternal life. Now, to some of the people out in the world that like to the nightlife and they like to party, that you're not going to appreciate the way that you have chosen these things at the judgment power of God. And we're in the last days, Father. You stated that this church, my church, myself, under your power, is going to be the instrument you use to win the 144,000 Jews. And in the seventh chapter of Revelation, I see the four angels, east, west, south, and north, ready to destroy the earth and the sea. And an angel ascended up and stated, "Hurt not." He talking to these four angels, says, "Don't hurt the earth and don't hurt the sea until the seal of Father God is in their foreheads and their hands begin doing the work of God, which is reading and praying without ceasing, praying with a song in your heart because you're saved, praising and thanking the Lord because there isn't, outside of Christ in us, there's no joy in the world. And we love it, Lord, for when we pray and thank and praise and thank you, the joy of the Lord comes down into us, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." So that all throughout the Word of God, it shows that when people pray to you, Father, that you instantly are loving that person. And he said you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so there are many of the people. You died so that these few people would be saved. You said, "Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life." And there's very few that are going to choose the mercy, your mercy, Father, for them to be able to enter heaven. The broad is the way to destruction, and many there be that go in that way. They go right straight into hell and the lake of fire. And everyone, you can see some of the top entertainers and sports figures and presidents and kings, they die. And you're going to die too. All of us are. I'm going to die too, and I'm looking forward to it because I've seen with my eyes wide open the Lord Jesus Christ. I've seen you, Jesus, right before my eyes. And there might be a lot of people that disbelieve me, and I'm not preaching me. I'm preaching you, Jesus. And that doesn't make me any big deal. You appeared to many people, millions of them, as a matter of fact. You appeared before thousands of them in Israel when you walked the earth. So they have seen the living God in a human body. Therefore, no one can say that nobody has seen God the Father, because Jesus, when one of his disciples asked him, "Show us the Father," he says, "Have I been so long with you? And you ask me, show me the Father. Know you not that the Father is in me and I am in the Father? When you see me, the words that I speak are not my own, but they're the Father's. And the same thing happens with me. The words that I'm speaking now are not from me. This is the Father by the Spirit talking to you through my mouth. And the Lord wants you to believe that. And if you're saved and filled with the Spirit, eventually you, the Lord, will be talking out of your mouth. But we should never be puffed up over something like that, because we wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for the Lord, His Father, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants you to know Him, to know Jesus. Now, the Lord said, let us make man in our image. And, of course, the Spirit is God. God is the Spirit, and God didn't have any image, but He knew. He said, let us make man in our image. So He did, and He knew that Christ was coming to earth. He knows the end of the thing at the same time that He knows the beginning. And therefore, He made us to look like Jesus. When I saw Jesus, I thought, before I saw Him, I thought I'd just be so afraid. Before I saw you, Jesus. But when I saw you, I was afraid because you looked just like a man. A very handsome man. More handsome than anyone that I've ever seen in my whole life, but you're man. And because that you came into the world and dwelt among us and kept all the commandments, God has honored the body that you lived in by changing it into an ecclesiastical body, and you have resurrected out of death, hell, and the grave, and you conquered all of them, and you ascended into the kingdom of heaven and became the life giving Spirit, so that you can send your Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead, into every person that calls on you, and that way they can have immortality, eternal life, and they can communicate with the Father by the Holy Spirit. Our spirits are temporary spirits, they're temporal, and they're going to go somewhere. But they will go to hell if we remain temporal. But if the Spirit of the living God, through Christ, enters us by the Holy Spirit, then we become eternal. And we live on in heaven. A lot of people say, well, I wouldn't want to live eternal, because all you can see is what's around you. But the Lord, if you only saw heaven, it's so wonderful. It's like ecstasy. And the Bible tells us in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation that time is no more. Time is not any longer. And there's just a few things. After the 144,000 Jews, Father, are sealed with your seal, then it's all over. Then the plagues are going to start coming down, the grand plagues. The ones that are going to destroy one-third of the earth population at one time. Well, Lord, we ask that everyone, that you will open up the hearts, souls, and minds of everyone to receive your word, that they might be saved, and that the church be strengthened, and that everyone will pray without ceasing. And everyone will pray always. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, Jack Holcomb is one of my very favorite singers. He's been gone with the Lord for a good many years now. And it was so sad that he passed away, because he was the greatest gospel singer, the greatest gospel singing preacher in the world. And because you could just feel the songs that he sings coming right from his soul. It's the Spirit of God singing through him, giving him the power to move people with the Scriptures in song. And his little girl died, was it the day before that he died? She was 2 years old. What was that?
The day before a famous tornado in Texas.
A famous tornado. Just the day before, a famous tornado came into Texas and took his two-year-old little daughter. I tell you, this is the most, I just know how much I love my little daughter. And so I've got him here for you to hear with a song called I Found the Answer, I Learned to Pray.
I was weak and weary, I had gone astray, walking in the darkness, I couldn't find my way. Then a light came shining to lead me from despair, all my sins forgiven.
Okay, that was a fantastic message. If people only knew the import of it. When we pray to God for something, and we believe that He hears us, and we believe we have it already, because if we're asking anything according to the will of God, that's the main thing now. God is not wanting you to send your children to universities that are run by Roman canon law, and they teach your children all these different things. We have to pray according to His will. And if you pray anything, you know, and usually people that pray according to His will are praying for different gifts of the Spirit, because there's so few gifts in this world. I remember the day that Susie died, April 8th, 82. And I felt very helpless because she did most of the preaching, and she had, she's just one of the Lord's major people on earth. And I thought, I prayed to God the next day. I was up all night trying to do my best to comfort the people in the church. And I said, Lord, I started praying. I had to have an answer. I had to pray, because that's where we get our answers. And I said, Father, you know, we're living in this, I've always lived, you know, in the latter part of my life. I was raised, born in Joplin, Missouri, and raised in Montana, Billings, Helena, Lewistown, and Windham, and places like that. But, and here we, and in Los Angeles, in New York, I lived there, in Cleveland for a long time, and Houston, Texas, and so I'm a big city person. But when Sue was about ready to die, she wanted to go where her friends were, where she was raised in Arkansas, in the area called Dyer, Arkansas, D-Y-E-R. And we started, we went there and bought her the house that she lived in when she was a little girl, bought it for about $6,000, I think. That was just unbelievable that we could get that place at the Landmark. And, of course, we fixed it up in all other places. And then after she passed away, I prayed to the Lord, give me the gift to write. I was in this small town of Dyer, Arkansas, and we're just, you know, the least of the people on the face of this earth. But, Lord, you've always done the most with the people that are the least. You took a bunch of servants, slaves, out of Egypt. They didn't have any weapons of any kind, really. And you turned the entire Egyptian army over because of the likes of them. And I said, Lord, be the way with me as you were with them. Let me be able to write, to be a scribe, so I can, and feed me the words to write, and let me write them and get them out to the world. I know that if we can print them, and we'll get them out to everywhere. And so the Lord spoke to me and said, I'll do that. That's a good prayer that you're praying here. This is a prayer that is according to my will. And I'll do that, but let me warn you of one thing. You know, you're an outdoor type person. You like to run around out in the mountains and in the hills, and you've always done that all your life. And you like to go places here and there and travel. You won't be able to do that anymore. You're going to have to be away from distractions. You're going to have to stay inside most of the time. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to pray to me and get to the messages that I want for you to write. And I said, I'll do it. I mean, I knew that the entire world government was on our neck, because Sue and I had been married for 17 years before she died. And I said, Lord, I don't, you know, you raised this work up, this whole work. Sue and I being married was through visions. You saved my soul by talking to me in the Beverly Hills office of that attorney, when a lot of my the people that were working for me were with me. And you, you've done so many supernatural things with me. I mean, why, you know, would you let, don't let this all go to waste, Lord. I fear you, and I want to do something for you. I don't even know if, because of the fact that Susie died, that it was my fault or not. Did I do something that caused her to die, that you took her away from me? Did I rely too much on her rather than you? Because you fed her the word, and she preached such mighty messages. And she taught me the things of the Lord. She'd been saved 25 years before me. And so, Lord, thank you. And when he told me that, I said, so I'll stay, and I thank you, Lord, for doing this. And I sat down that very same day. Within an hour, I started writing, and I wrote the first piece of literature that I ever wrote, which was called the Lord had me name it, guilty by association. In other words, people should, they cannot hang around with prostitutes, homosexuals, lesbians, because they'll start teaching you their ways. Like Solomon, he was doing real fine until he started marrying up with a bunch of women from other nations that were not from Israel, that didn't believe in God. And so they started getting him to do the things that were absolute abominations to the Lord. Abominations are the worst kind of sins. And so it wasn't like his father David. God gave David all kinds of wives, not as many as Solomon, but he gave them the wives. I believe that God does that with certain people. But Solomon disobeyed him because he was not to marry up with any unsaved females. And so, you know, people must read the Word and take warnings from that sort of thing. Not everybody is supposed to. God said, I gave David, I gave you the daughters of Saul, and I gave you his wives, plural. And he said, I also gave you the women of Judah and Israel. And if that weren't enough, all you had to do is ask, because I reckon that God gave them to him because he was a scribe and he was like a warrior and he was doing so many other things that he had somebody, needed those people to attend the house. That doesn't mean that he had sex with them all, but he needed help in his ministry. It was a big ministry. So anyway, Solomon was out of order. The Lord never told him to get married to all those women. But he did anyway. But I received this gift from the Lord, and people should be praying to the Lord for gifts that are according to the will of God. So, what would that be? Well, for the, you know, to be able to speak in tongues, to be able to interpret, to be able to prophesy, and to give you gifts like the gift of charity, to be so concerned about human souls that you pray even for your enemies, that you pray for all the people that are being starving to death in different countries and even in our own country, that God will give you the wherewithal so that you can have enough finances or open doors to be able to feed them. And I thank God that he has shown us several people in the world to send money to so that they can be fed, and that we can take care of people right here in the United States. And mainly to get the gospel to them as well. The gospel, fresh water, clean water, food, clothing, and all the things that are necessary for life. So, yes, I found the answer. But we need finances, things like that. It's so easy to pray. You just say, Father, what kind of a Christmas are we going to have if you're broke? There are so many Christian works such as ourselves. We'll send you boxes of toys for your kids and clothing if you send the sizes and how old the children is so we can determine what kind of toy, and some fruit and nuts and candies and things like that we can put in the box too. And not only for the kids, but for grandma and grandpa and mom and dad and cousins and nephews and nieces, whoever is in need. You know, now if all the Christian churches do this, and we don't ballyhoo that on, we're going to start our TV thing. And it's doubt, you know, you never know if people are going to put us on the air on TV. But if they don't, you'll still be able to see us on the website, because we're going to run streams of our different church services in Los Angeles, out in the Texarkana area, and Fort Smith. We're going to have tape the different services every night, and we'll take just excerpts from them and put them on the internet so that people all over the world can see our services and how that what's going on, people singing and clapping their hands and praising the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Won't that be wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. And so people can hear the truth. And some of the people in the church have been trained for many years. They've been in the ministry and they know the Bible. And I think you'll enjoy it very much. And so we're in the process of doing that right now. And now we have, so pray. I mean, if you're in trouble, so many people have lived their life around cartoons and everything. Jiminy Cricket, he had a little song, "If you get in trouble and you don't know what to do, give a little whistle." But you don't give a little whistle. What you do is you send up a little prayer, amen?
Amen.
And ask the Lord to get you out of it. Isn't that easy?
Amen.
You can give a little whistle, but that won't do you any good. You say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, end all this suffering that we have here. Don't commit a suicide, because if you think it's bad now, you'll know that you'll never get out of hell in the lake of fire for murdering yourself or anybody else, or helping murder anybody else like that Terry Schiavo. I sent messages to those people over there to let me go in and pray for that woman, and she would be healed. Because when I pray to the Lord, I know I found the answer. I pray for people and they get healed instantly." All right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so I call on the Lord instead of whistling. Or I praise the Lord rather than getting into drugs or booze, whiskey, and all the other things, narcotics, drugs, alcohol. I get into the Lord and pray. And then the Lord settles it all down. And I get the word out, because he said, if I get that word out into the world, I will not be destroyed. But if I don't, I will be destroyed. And so I always remember that. And that's why, we're getting into 30 million homes about every week now, because I've been printing my literature in the New York Daily News, the Chicago Tribune, the Miami Herald, papers all over the country. The San Bernardino, the San Diego newspaper. And there's millions of people that read those papers. And then the Long Island newspaper. There's over 1.5 million people reading that one. And the New York Daily News, it's around 4.5 million to 5 million people that are subscribers to it, and they say 2.5 people in each household reads the paper. And so we get out that way, and I'm on radio all over the world. And now we're on the actual, of course, we've been on the internet for a long time, and we've received 96,000 responses this week. There, that's a pretty good congregation, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Okay, well, let's read some of these responses, please.
Okay. Marcella from Aventura, Florida, called overwhelmed by the Dry Bones article in the Miami Herald.
The Dry Bones article is where the Lord gave me that testimony of mine, and I wrote it down. And in Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, it talks about dry bones that are raised up by the Spirit of the Lord. And that's the way that when people get saved, they're raised up by the Spirit of the Lord, just like the dry bones in the book of Ezekiel. And so I told my testimony the way the Lord gave it to me. And millions of souls have been saved from that wonderful testimony that the Lord gave me. And so what else does she say?
She said this is a treasure to her, and she passes it around for others to read it, but she won't let it out of her sight. She wants it right back. She said, "Let me tell you, this article moved me. It is the most beautiful thing I have ever read." She said, "Please send whatever is available, any literature, the Messiah book, and messages on CD." She said, "You'll just never know what this has done for me." Then Elsie from Coon Rapids, Minnesota, said on reading the Dry Bones article in the Minneapolis Star that it had a tremendous effect on her. She said, "Pastor Tony's testimony is incredible and everyone should read it." She said she wants 75 Dry Bones newsletters sent to her right away because she wants to put one in each of her Christmas cards that she sends out this year.
And not only that, I've written hundreds of articles, and the Holy Spirit, they're Holy Spirit filled, and I believe that'll put you on higher ground in the Lord. Then what?
She said, "What better time for people to read this than at Christmas?" She also asked for a Messiah book and assortment of other literature Pastor Lamo has written.
And this is around Christmas time, 2006, in case you're listening to this in 2007. Okay, then what?
And Thomas from San Bernardino, California, called to put his and his pastor's names on our mailing list to receive Pastor Lamo's literature and audio messages. He said he read Dry Bones in the Orange County Herald, and he just had to have more. He said this is a powerful testimony. He asked for literature, the Messiah book, and also Pastor Lamo's messages on CD.
Well, of course, we send them out everywhere. We have hundreds of distributors throughout the world, literally hundreds of them, maybe even thousands. I don't have any idea. You don't have any more, do you?
Well, there's one from Zambia.
Okay, Africa. Let's hear it. Yeah,
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, first of all, we would like to greet you and your ministry. We would like to extend our thanks in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for your invaluable and wonderful gift. Dear Pastor, we have received your literature, which you sent to us, and distributed it to other people in streets and in stations. They have read and repented. Pastor, without doubt, these newsletters are life-changing messages. It has taught us the right and the wrong. It has shown us the way to the cross. We would like you to assist us with more literature and messages on CD. Yours faithfully, Bruce from Kitwe, Zambia.
Praise the Lord. And you know, we have, Sharon's going to tell you four different ways of how to receive literature, CDs, and tapes and messages and Bibles and whatever you need. If you want to get a church going, be our guest. We'll supply you with all the liturgy you need. Okay, now, Sharon, what have you got there for us?
Canon law?
Yeah, we'll read a little bit of canon law here. Okay, let's go.
The place of law is in...
Okay, now, the reason I'm... the Bible talks about the law of God. And the Bible also talks in the book of Galatians that anyone receiving any other doctrine or any other book or any other law other than the law of God, that they're cursed. And that's why they are cursed, because the canon law is from Rome. And so I have to teach the whole Bible, and a lot of people say, why are you attacking the Romans, the Catholic Church? Well, we're not attacking them. They've been attacking us for years. They had me sent to prison for 4 years. And that's a light thing as to what they do. They've been murdering people for centuries now. They're the ones that have caused the these different countries to be bombed. What they do is they the devil that sits on the seat in Rome he knows that his time is short. He's been cast out of heaven with one third of the angels there that followed him, and he knows that his time is short. And so what he's done down through the centuries is put together codes. You've seen these inquisitions of the Catholic, the Vatican on television, and these are truthful inquisitions. Anyone that is a real Christian, now Catholics are not Christians, they're the ones that have murdered 10 million people in Germany, 6 million of them being Jews, and they're murderers. They burned Christians at the stake, they fed them to the lions, and you know how anyone can look at these... the Bible, and it plainly states that the the place where Satan's seat is Rome, Italy. It says the city of the seven hills, and that's Rome. So we've got their law here, and it's the exact opposite of the law of God. So go ahead and read a little bit. I had to explain some of this before. Now, Galatians, first chapter, tells us that if anyone believes any other gospel or preaches any other gospel than that which the apostles have preached, let him be accursed. Well, this is totally the opposite of the gospel. Okay, so read the Roman canon law.
The place of law is in the church of Christ, where the drama of our redemption is enacted.
Okay. It's in the Christian church. They call themselves Christians. They have the unmitigated gall to call themselves Christians. And they read it again because, you know, they say it in such a confusing way that it's very hard for people to be able to grasp what they're saying. And it's, you know, to me, it's like so much mumbo jumbo. But if I didn't know the Word of God well enough, I wouldn't even be able to break this down. Go ahead and read it again.
The place of law is in the church of Christ.
Okay. In other words, they're talking about the Catholic Church, which they call the Church of Christ. But the Bible plainly states that we're not to pray to any saint. We're not to pray to Mary. We're to pray to God through Jesus Christ, for there's one mediator to the throne of God, and that's Jesus Christ. So they shouldn't be calling them, I mean, it's Satan should not be calling him the Church of Christ. Okay, then what that cult that where Satan is sitting. Satan is the exact opposite of Jesus. A Catholic is the exact opposite of Christian. That's why the Jews don't believe in Christianity, is because while those Catholic bells were ringing in around Auschwitz in Poland and Germany, and all the countries that Germany had taken over, they were being burned, tortured, and burned and gassed to death by a company that made the gas, IG Farben, who now owns Bayer Aspirin and owns a lot of pharmaceutical things in this nation that are in most of people's homes. The Lord told me, if aspirin is stronger than me, then go to work for the aspirin company. I had a headache one day, and the Lord told me that. And so I said, I'm sorry, Lord. I know that you're the healer. So I just said, I know you healed me already by your stripes, and you became a curse for us, and all migraine headaches are a curse, and so that curse is on you, and I've never had a headache since. And everybody I pray for headaches, or for that matter, anything else, to get healed if they're right with the Lord. Okay, and then what?
The place of law is in the Church of Christ, where the drama of our redemption is enacted.
The drama of our redemption is enacted? Oh, is what they're talking about, the drama, is where they capture Christians and beat them to death, and because they don't believe in Catholicism, which is the exact opposite of Christianity. Okay, then what?
The role of law is to assist the people in the reception of God's saving mysteries.
Well, it's no mystery. The chapter 10 of the book of Revelation says that the mystery of God is over with. Right now, we're living in the day of when the Lord said that the 144,000 are going to be saved any moment. And then after, and so he said that I'm the one that's going to be bringing the 144,000 in to the body of Christ, not into the Catholic Church. That would be, you know, and so the very enemy of the Jews, the ones that killed at 6 million of them, some of them, the Jews are not responding as much as I would like them to. Many are responding, but I want the 144,000 to be saved immediately, because they'll be like 144,000 John the Baptist. The whole Christian realm, the Gentile dispensation, ended in 1947 and 48. And that... God has now turned back to the Jews, because the Gentiles have made Christmas into Santa Claus and also Easter into an Easter bunny and an Easter basket and an Easter parade. And, Irving Berlin's music and stuff like that. It's got nothing to do. It's the resurrection of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit that tells us that if we have the same spirit in us as he had in him, then we too, when we die, shall be raised from the dead on the day of judgment. And we're going to have, we're going to look the same, only we're going to look 1,000% better, okay? And we're going to look like we're all about 17 years old, but 16 or 17, with great wisdom, though. Okay, and then what else from Roman canon law here?
The Church of Christ, according to the teaching of Vatican Council II.
See, Vatican, they're calling themselves. Now, you know that the Vatican is the one that's causing all the wars today, and God is going to curse that church as never before. Satan's church, Satan's government, and the Roman Catholic law here, the Roman canon law, is the actual government that the United States is going by. They're not going by the U.S. Constitution anymore. We don't, they will throw you in the brig if you even mention that you belong to United States Army, Navy, or Marines, because they want you to say you're the United Nations troops. And the Roman Catholic cult, or do you want to call it church, with its government, is causing wars and having our young men and women going over there and being killed. And they're wanting to control every nation. And so what they do is they start with the media calling people Nazis and all kinds of stuff. But these people in the government, the world government, are doing worse than any other little country that they're bombing the tar out of. What they're doing is murdering the people at Waco, blowing up the World Trade Center, the federal building in Oklahoma, and causing every abomination that's happening on Earth. The Bible says that that cult in Rome is the mother of every dreadful sin on the face of this earth. And the Bible also states that she controls the government. It's like a red beast that she rides on. She dictates to the government. And all these government rules are in this book. It's thicker than the New York phone book. Get a copy and see what I'm saying. And we can't go by anything else other than the Bible, because the Bible is what has the truth. Okay, so I see that my time is up. How much time do I have? 5 minutes. Okay, that's just enough time for me to ask you to begin believing in the Word of God, because the Word of God is Jesus. The Word of God is God. And the Bible states that Jesus is the Word of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And then in the book of Revelation, it states that he is the one on the white horse. And on his thighs written a name is called. His name is the Word of God. That's Jesus. And so you're not commanded, as a matter of fact, you're not to believe any other doctrine than the Bible. And so you say, well, you're just one little voice. Oh, no, I'm not. There's thousands of people, maybe millions of them, that are believing the gospel now. So you cannot go to heaven unless you have Christ, the Word of God, in you. And you may take issue with that, but that's the way it is. All right? So say if you want to be saved, you want to be in heaven, and your loved ones to be there, then say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart. Lord Jesus, wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, that all that call upon the name of the Lord, everyone, even you, all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can say to the Lord, because I'm calling on you, you can tell him, therefore I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And now, Sharon, tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of this tape, Bibles, literature, the Messiah books, whatever. Okay?
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, now you're going to hear from Jack Holcomb again, singing, Why Should He, meaning Jesus, Why Should Jesus Love Me? Why should he love me so? So until tomorrow, tune in for sure, because there's going to be another power-packed, truthful message from the Lord. And Jesus said he's the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. No man can enter the kingdom of heaven but by him. And here's Jack Holcomb. Until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Loma saying, praise the Lord.
Love sent my Savior to die in my stead. Why should he love me so? Meekly to Calvary's cross he was led. Why should he salvation to win. Why?